They helped to stop privatization in rentals. They helped us to stop the contracting out of even more services. They helped us to get a decent contract in St. Helena, and that's through their direct efforts. So we're about to...
Oh, it's getting close.
Yeah. So I just want to point out, this is second Monday, Labor Radio on KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7. And Labor Radio is of, by, and for the working class. And thank you, Erin. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you
for having us
thank
here.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in tonight.
It was great.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Stepping Outside Polite Conversation Evening with the Tar Sands Valve Turners, Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunnyside Community House in Portland. Hear five of the Tar Sands Valve Turners share stories of their nonviolent direct actions that took place October 11th and hear about why they took this form of climate activism. Again, that's Stepping Outside Polite Conversation, an evening with the Tar Sands Valve Turners, on Wednesday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Sunnyside Community House, 3520 Southeast Yamhill Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Chuck Collins, speaking Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, Elliott Chapel in Portland. Chuck Collins is the author of Born on Third Base, a one-percenter makes the case for tackling inequality, bringing wealth home, and committing to the common good. He'll be talking about the people's movement of disadvantaged communities and communities of color's need to engage with the 1% community and the 1%'s need to step up and get involved. Again, that's Chuck Collins, speaking Tuesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, Elliott Chapel, at 1211 Southwest Main Street here in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Greetings and welcome. Good evening. Welcome to Prison Pipeline. I'm your host, Adam Carpinelli. Prison Pipeline presents a unique perspective of the criminal justice system, addressing the root causes of crime and broadening our understanding of the institution of incarceration. This evening, we'll be speaking with a local guest, local hip-hop artist by the name of Swiggle Mandela. And this gentleman is a person who is a brother of an incarcerated person who is actually celebrating their birthday today. So we want to give shouts out to that. And he will be with us here in the booth pretty soon. And we'll also get to hear some of that music. Before we start the interviews, we're going to take a minute here and just talk a little bit about some things that are going on, which I'm sure everybody's totally tuned into. And obviously, now we have our ding-dong president, and people have been going up and down about that. And so in order to support those activists who are being arrested incarcerated and so on and so forth, there's a meeting at Clinton Street Theater tonight, and that's going to be around 7 o'clock, 7:30. Again, that's Clinton Street Theater in Southeast. So go to that meeting if you're interested in helping support these folks, but also in the sense that we need to help build the movement and fundraise around these things. If you were incarcerated yourself or arrested yourself in the last couple of days, it's another good way to come out and meet some like-minded people. So that's one shout out. Another Standing Rock shout out too. Don't forget there's a big march tomorrow on Tuesday. So look out through these things in social media as well. And we're going to get started with our guest here. We're going to take a short musical interlude that you've probably heard me play this every time I'm usually on the show with the collective. And this is a tune from Lucky Dubé. And we'll be right back in a second with our guest. Thanks. All right, and we are back here with Mr. Swiggle Mandela himself. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. You know, we were just talking about all this stuff that's going on, you know, and people getting arrested and all this stuff and trying to support that, trying to support frontline indigenous struggles, trying to support
the whole
movement, you know?
Definitely.
And I know you've been working hard, man, for a lot of years doing that with your music and your civic engagement and all that.
Definitely.
And so, you know, we're going to hear some of your tracks. You know, when I kind of introduced you a minute ago, mentioning that you are a family member of an incarcerated person, you know, and, you know, within, you know, your own safety comfort levels, talking about that, what that means, you know, and but, you know, let's talk a little bit first, maybe just getting into like your background.
Okay.
So people know who you are, where you're coming from, and also definitely making sure they can check out your stuff online because it's popping off right now. And so what's up?
Well, my name is Swiggle Mandela. I'm a prominent hip-hop artist here in Portland, Oregon. I make a lot of music. I do a lot of shows. I do a lot of music videos. My background, I'm half black, I'm half Filipino, and actually not even half, I'm a bunch of other things, but predominantly. I grew up kind of seeing both sides of the fence. My mom, I stayed in a lot of different situations, different struggles in my life. And with my dad, he was always a very good example, always very successful. And they both listened to a lot of music. My dad plays guitar. My mom listens to a bunch of, you know, Earth, Wind & Fire, Stevie Wonder, you know, a bunch of the Motown stuff. And my dad, man, listened to everything, like, you know, Miles Davis, Jimi Hendrix, Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I love hip hop myself. So I think just being inspired and you know, my mom named me Mandela, and just knowing my history and, you know, from my, you know, the black side of my family and the African history and the Filipino history and just the struggles of the world. And my music is all about spreading love and about being family. So.
Right on. And just yesterday you were at McLaren Youth Correctional Facility in Woodburn, talking to the youth there, and big shouts out to the young men at McLaren as well. And that's a youth music project group that's going on, multicultural educational support group sessions is what the long name for them. And you shared your music and you talked to them. You want to talk a little bit about maybe about that experience going in there and interacting with these cats?
It was a great experience. I was very surprised by a lot of the gifts and a lot of the talents that the young men had. Mm-hmm. I came in there, you know, I just wanted to tell my story and share my music and inspire them any way I could. Being honest, I didn't expect them to have so much talent and be so gifted. Mm-hmm. So that was a beautiful thing for me to see. But it also hurt my heart to see these people incarcerated and to know mm-hmm. that I get to leave and they had to live there.
Right,
you know?
Right. If you don't mind me asking, how did you feel in the sense of, like, were you thinking about, like, your brother and stuff like that? Kind of.
I definitely
going
was.
To the facility and...
I definitely was. Just visiting my brother and going in there, you know, they definitely have their similarities. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time when I was there, I was thinking of my brother. And, you know, just hearing their stories mm-hmm. and seeing them. And, you know, some of them, you know, would be telling me, like, man, I got locked up around the same time as your brother. I'll be getting out the same time as your
right.
brother. Cause, you know, we're all talking.
Yeah.
And, just knowing, like, we're all from the same community. You know, mm-hmm. my brother is from the same social circles, the same, you know, the same neighborhoods as these young men. So mm-hmm. definitely.
Right. Right, a lot of cats from Multnomah County, yeah. similar age range and things of that nature, right? Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about your brother? I understand it's his birthday today, right?
It is.
So we want to give some shouts out for
yeah.
birthdays and all that.
Oh, man, definitely. Happy birthday to my big brother, Lil Swag.
Right on.
Man, one of the most talented hip-hop musicians I know. You know, they say only steel can sharpen steel. Mm-hmm. Definitely my steel, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Definitely grew up always trying to top each other with music, so it was always like a friendly competition. And it's his birthday today, so shout out to my big brother Lil Swag, and he got a lot of music online. So do I. If you type in there's a song we got called Dead Politicians. It's a music video and a song we got called Northwest Coastin'. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother accomplished so much musically that if you type in Swiggle Mandela on YouTube, you type in Lil Swag on YouTube, a bunch of music will pop up.
Right.
It's crazy to think that we accomplished so much at a young age, and I just think about how much we can accomplish mm-hmm. when he comes home.
Right.
He's a huge influence on my music, and I miss him a lot.
Yeah.
So
we're waiting for him to get back in the community.
Yeah.
That's what's up, right?
People are definitely waiting, patiently waiting and anticipating that. And he's been writing a lot of music, mm-hmm. and trying to find the blessings in the situation, because mm-hmm. it's definitely a hard situation, but. There's this, you know, they say there's a silver lining in those dark clouds. So,
right.
you know, after every dark night, there's a bright day. So just trying to see the silver lining in the situation that we're
yeah.
in.
So, yeah, it's like, what are the opportunities for the future, right? And as far as, you know, your relationship with him musically and stuff, I know you said there's a lot of inspiration. So can you talk just a little bit about that, about what y'all been building for many years and where you're all at now, because we're going to get into, like, playing some of your
okay.
tracks and stuff.
Well, me and my brother, we always were, you know, we're only 11 months apart. So
oh, okay.
it's almost like my twin.
Yeah.
We always made music together. It was crazy when we were younger. We started off, you know, always doing songs together, like recording on tapes at home mm-hmm. and just messing around. And then my dad, actually, and my mom, put us in this program at the Salvation Army called the Computer Clubhouse, mm-hmm. and we could record for free there. And my dad enrolled us in some classes at Ethos, where we learned how to make beats and learn song format and learn bars, and learned a lot of the musical theories that we didn't know about. And we started recording music and got opportunities to be in different studios. And one day, we started making our own CDs. We would usually make CDs together. Mm-hmm. And we start making our own CDs. And
oh, wow.
It was about, man, 3 or 4 years we didn't make any songs together. And we didn't even realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we're sitting together, we're listening to our music, we're like, we don't even have any collaborations. So when about 2008, probably, we had already been in the studio 4 or 5 years. We started collaborating. Mm-hmm. And it was just crazy chemistry. crazy power, powerful music, really strong lyrics, and we bring out each other's strengths because we're both, you know, so versatile and our styles are so different. Mm-hmm. And man, we got the opportunity to perform at the Wonder Ballroom, the Hawthorne Theater, the Roseland, a lot of this stuff before we were even in our 20s. Mm-hmm. We, you know, traveled to Seattle and did music up there, and you know, we did a lot. And I accomplished so much that now that he's been incarcerated, but I never would have imagined that I would have done it without him, because we're such a dynamic duo.
Right. The twins. So for folks just tuning in, you've been listening to Prison Pipeline on KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, and we're here with Swiggle Mandela, local hip-hop artist and brother of incarcerated person who's celebrating their birthday today. Now we're going to check out some of your music. Which track you want to check out right now?
I want to do Portland Parks first.
Portland Parks.
I definitely give a shout-out to my big brother on Portland Parks, Free Lil Swag, currently mm-hmm. incarcerated, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Portland Parks. It's also on YouTube. It's a big music video. If you type in Portland Parks on YouTube.com. Yeah.
And it's got like 10,000...
Yeah, man.
Views or at least that much so far?
At least that much.
So it's popping off. Yeah.
It definitely, man. People are loving it. I actually picked the song to do a music video to, because people loved it so much. Mm-hmm. So many people were listening to it and hitting me up about the song. I was like, you know, I let the people speak for that one.
So I just got to ask before we play the track. Is the first time this is on the radio?
This is the first time it's on the radio, because
you heard it first on KBO. Oh, that's what's up.
It just got radio edited. It was too dirty for a long time.
Right.
Especially for Prison Pipeline on KBOO, I got the song edited so it could start circulating on those airwaves.
Right on. Well, we're gonna spin that track right now, and we'll be back in a minute.
Swiggle, man. Lock gang. Welcome to Portland's to Damn. Yeah. Welcome to Portland's to Damn. Young kids get out in a Portland park. Young kids start shooting and it wasn't even dark. Young kids, we're just looking for a place to spark. Looking out for the police. No more harassing my people now. Portland's the damn, it's legal now. So I'm smoking peace. So I'm smoking peace, yeah. Barbecue at a Portland park. It's Tesla selling guns, it ain't even dark. Hoop game, coldest players in the peel. Everybody dressed to kill, and I'm. Used to want they ones, now they ziggin' shit, but now beefing with the cool. You know them ziggin' off, desperate to join a gang, so they can go and beef with someone that don't even bang. I used to live across the street from the park in the villa. Me and a cutty on a bitch, killer. Then a bus drove by and somebody banged on him. He said you might wanna shake, but I got my thing on me. Go hard or go home, he a ruthless nigga. I think I'm about to head home before you this. Before I step foot in the house, I heard the shots rang out. Young kids get a hop in a Portland park. Young kids start shooting and it wasn't even dark. Young kids, we just looking for a place to spark. Looking out for the police. No more harassing my people now. Portland's the damn, it's legal now. So I'm smoking peace. So let me smoke in peace, yeah. I'm at the park all day and all night. Hope nobody fight, I'm twisting. They shooting dice. At the park, I'm selling. I'm at the park rapping with the thugs. At the park getting my hair braided. Free all my that's incarcerated. Police car looking like a slave ship. Penitentiary.
penitentiary, looking like enslavement. Free little swag, he's still working, so I still pay him. We need to start a revolution like the Haitians. People filled with hatred, cause this place was built off hate. 1927, we moved to this state. Exclusion laws, know your history. Now all my Jenny off, see y'all sing it now with me. Nowadays, everybody's safe, but they hate.
Young kids get out in a Portland park. Young, start shooting, it wasn't even dark. Young kids, we just looking for a place to spark. Looking out for the police. No more harassing my people now. Portland, Amsterdam, it's legal now. Just wanna smoke in peace. Some smoke in peace, yeah. I wanna smoke in peace. So let me smoke in peace.
Right on. Yes, that was Portland Parks, Swiggle Mandela. You can check that on YouTube. It is popping off right now, like over 10,000 likes. Talking about a lot of things in there. When you see it on YouTube, you know, there's a lot of visual there of Portland. You know, it's very Portland centric, you know, which is great, right? Because, like, you know, we were talking about this before, a lot of people doing stuff, talking about national stuff or whatever, and so it's, you know, really getting into that, that local thing. And you talk about, you know, some really specific things to Portland, the Exclusion Act. A lot of people don't even know about that, but you really get into stuff about mass incarceration. Can you talk about what's going on with all that?
The reason I spoke on mass incarceration, definitely, just, you know, it's close to me because my brother is incarcerated, but also I just look at the statistics. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something like 40 above 40% of the prison population is African American males. Mm-hmm. You know, in Oregon, a person of color, a black person, a black male actually is 9 times more likely to go to jail than any other person of any other race. So I look at that, and I look at the history of the police department and the history of the 13th Amendment and how that's actually been exploited so much, and how there are different corporations benefiting from, you know, punishment and benefiting from people getting in trouble. And it, to me, the fear of it, you know, and the the power of it, it has roots in American history. It has roots in slavery. It has roots in Jim Crow laws. It's an evolution of these laws, of these different things, you know. And I wanted to speak on it because it's been so detrimental for my community and for my people. And not to say that people shouldn't be punished when they, you know, when they break the law, but I don't think they should be shunned. I don't think they should be shamed. You know, many felons can't vote. Many felons, you know, that's that question that's going to pop up on a lot of applications when you want a job, when you want college loans, when you want, you know, when you want to get a loan for your house, you know. And, you know, it makes them a second class citizen. And that it's affected so many people that I know, and I've watched so many of my friends and family go into that system. And not that they don't need help, they do, but I'm just not sure if the system of mass incarceration is helping them in the way that they need to be helped. So
right. Well, you talk about the connections with slavery and, you know, white supremacy, and we're not going to, I guess, play the track, but people should look out for, another YouTube, which is, like, I think probably, you know, one of your ultimate, like, works of art as far as videography and the message that's there, which is referring to 40 Acres and a Mule, but the title is 40 Acres and
a New Car.
And a New Car, right.
And a New Car.
Yeah, and so can you talk about that for a minute, what's going on? I mean, obviously our listeners, like, not going to see the video, but what you put in there was so powerful and talks about all these things.
I think 40 Acres and a New Car is the most controversial music video in Oregon. I'd sometimes I'm modest and I say, I think it might be one of the most controversial, or, but I get lynched in the music video. And it's to symbolize a rebirth. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of tribal paint in the music video, and it's to symbolize that our ancestors are still with us, you know, everything mm-hmm. that they right. did for us. And so 40 Acres in a New Car is talking about going and getting what we're owed, mm-hmm. you know, right. what they owe us, because we were supposed to get reparations, mm-hmm. and we never got that. So it's kind of like saying, I'm going to get it by any means, mm-hmm. you know, whether somebody gives it to me or not, I'm going to get what's owed to me,
right,
you know,
right.
what's just. Mm-hmm. And the video is very powerful, and it's definitely one of my biggest songs. And it was probably, you know, the video had a lot to do with that. It was very artistic, and the imagery was definitely pushing the line mm-hmm. with controversy and content. So
right, right. There's no guessing what's going on when you see the right. video, you know, and it's really powerful that way. So talking about some of your other tracks, maybe we're going to blast another one right here. Thank God.
Yeah, this
right?
song is called Thank God. Mm-hmm. It's just a really powerful song. It's a very spiritual song, but it also touches on mass incarceration a little bit in the song. But just, you know, just to show people that we're all together, that it's about unity, you know. A big thing that I do, that I push in my music, is that we're all one family, no matter what color your skin is, no matter how you identify with yourself, that, you know, we're just, there's one race, it's the human race, mm-hmm. and that, you know, we should all be together and have unity. So here's Thank God.
Check it out.
Awesome beats.
Yeah.
Awesomebeats.com.
Thank God. Christ had dreads, so shake them. The devil wears spotted with the truth, so naked. I rebuke you, Satan. This is love, not hatred. No matter what your faith is, God is the greatest. You can never be God. I disagree with the way you teach God. Amen, preach on, even with your firearms, you can never reach God. Hallelujah, Hail Mary got me feeling like Tupac. Know you feeling like Judas. I'm trying to keep the peace like Buddha. Holy water, how I'm flowing. Let my people go like Moses. I didn't pay the centuries, then ask forgiveness. Bow your heads, bear witness to the greatest thing gone.
Right on, some more smooth sounds of Swiggle Mandela here on Prison Pipeline. You're hearing it first time on the radio, a lot of these jams. So can you talk more about that track, please?
Yeah, that's Thank God. A lot of this music is not on the radio. A lot of it is directly to the people. Mm-hmm. That song is on SoundCloud for free download. If you type in Swiggle Mandela, Thank God on Google, or if you go to SoundCloud and type in Swiggle Mandela, Thank God, you can download that for free. A lot of my music is straight for the people, straight to the people. And that's why I did want to play it on KBOO, because it's so community oriented. But a lot of my music is so raw sometimes, I think, with the content and the emotions and the subject matter, that it really resonates with the people. And a lot of the time, it's going so many places, and I'm glad that it could be on the radio today. So yeah, that's
yeah,
thank
me
God.
Too. Now we're excited to have you here, and we'll get you back on here soon, I'm sure. Can you talk more about how people can check out your stuff, you know, before we close up?
Definitely. Swiggle Mandela, S-W-I-G-G-L-E, Mandela, like Nelson. You put that in on Google, you put that in on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I'm all over the internet. You can find events being posted, music videos, you know, different updates. We got a couple events coming up. We have an event at the Clinton Street Theater on December 20th where we're going to be showing local musicians music videos on the big screen in a movie theater atmosphere. And on December 17th, we're having a show at Gahooligan's, all ages hip hop show, where you can really experience that real Portland hip hop live. Yeah, we're doing a lot. Definitely look me up, Swiggle Mandela.
Yeah, can you spell that out for people just in case they're not sure how to spell it?
S-W-I-G-G-L-E-M-A-N-D-E-L-A, Swiggle Mandela.
All right. So, man, thanks so much for being here. Folks, you've been listening to KBOO 90.7 FM. This is Prison Pipeline. Listen to this program, previous Prison Pipeline programs at kboo.fm/prisonpipeline. You can like Prison Pipeline on Facebook. Again, want to thank our guests here. Swiggle Mandela, check it out. The YouTubes are amazing. Keep supporting it. Keep supporting local hip-hop, Portland hip-hop. This is a big deal. It's all about building this movement, right? I want to thank our engineer, Danielle Parks. And don't forget, again, we'll be meeting at Clinton Street Theater around 7:30 to talk about folks getting support who have been arrested for a lot of the recent activity going down. So, again, that's support local hip-hop, support local activism, support the movement. It's really time to keep building. Not that it wasn't beforehand, you know, but now things are definitely getting a little bit more critical. So we want to wish you a great evening. Free them all. We'll see you next week.
Awesome beats.
Yeah.
AwesomeBeats.com.
Thank God.